Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Despite a number of politicians and so-called economic experts trying to claim that the U.S. economy is treading water or even recovering, there are several indicators that tell a different story. By now, you should not be surprised that the negative economic data doesn't get much media coverage. So, that leaves it up to people like me to keep you informed on what is really happening. According to the latest data, the percentage of American children living in poverty has increased from 18% at the beginning of the Great Recession in 2008 to 22% today. Also, before the start of the Great Recession, 68% of Americans owned their home. Now, only 64% do. Next, after you adjust for the increase in consumer prices since before the Great Recession, median annual household income has fallen from $54,000 to $52,000. In normal times, the number of businesses in America is increasing, partly because of population growth. Well, for the past 6 years, more U.S. businesses have closed each year than opened. Since this data was first compiled, this is the only time that business closings have exceeded openings for 6 consecutive years. As I have mentioned before, the percentage of working-age population who have jobs continues to be at the lowest levels since the 1970s. What is even more revealing is that the bulk of this decline in holding jobs comes from males aged 25 through 64. Since the beginning of 2008, the percentage of males in this group who have no job and are not looking for a job has increased from 9 to 12%. This is even more disheartening. In 2008, of Americans aged 18 to 29, one-fourth of them considered themselves to be lower class. Today, almost half of those in that age group rate themselves as lower class. Of course, home prices in this country are still well below their levels before mid-2007. When will politicians and so-called economic experts start telling Americans the truth? That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.